Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 5th, 2007. The headlines are a collaboration between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and Charlottesville Community Media, a service of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We receive support from dailyprogress.com. The trial of a Manassas man for the murder of his estranged wife begins this morning in Charlottesville. Anthony Dale Crawford is accused of shooting Sarah Louise Crawford in Northern Virginia and then traveling to Charlottesville to dump her body in November of 2004. The Daily Progress reports his defense attorneys say he was trying to shoot himself when he accidentally hit his wife instead. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. Richmond police have captured one of their 10 most wanted suspects. The Times-Dispatch reports 18-year-old Jelani Booker had 20 outstanding criminal warrants stemming from a series of alleged armed robberies. Police caught him after a robbery at a fast food restaurant on the Jefferson Highway. A large crowd is expected to protest the use of biosolids at tonight's meeting of the Campbell County Board of Supervisors. The group Citizens Against Toxic Sludge say it has convinced 1,000 people to attend the meeting. The group wants the board to consider an ordinance to ban the use of sewage sludge fertilizer in the county. County Administrator David Laurel told the news in advance that a decision on whether to take up the ordinance will be made in March. Foundations that run three historic presidential homes in our area are hoping a new set of $1 coins will help drive tourism. The U.S. Mint is releasing the coins, which will each feature a long-departed president. By the end of the year, both Thomas Jefferson and James Madison will have been featured. James Monroe will be issued next year. Michael Quinn of Madison's Montpelier says attendance in the Orange County plantation went up after the Mint issued a Dolly Madison coin in 1999. Monroe's Ashlone and Jefferson's Monticello are hoping for similar success. And finally, another area church has been the target of embezzlement. The Times-Dispatch reports a former employee at St. Peter Catholic Church has been charged in connection with taking collection money. Brown worked for the church for almost 20 years before being let go in May. That's when she began stealing the money. A former Catholic priest awaits trial in Louisa County for embezzling over $600,000. And you've been listening to the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, February 5th, 2007. The headlines are a collaboration between Media General Newspapers and Charlottesville Community Media. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick check of the news. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.